Hello and welcome to Too Olds for TikTok. It is March. It is a fantastic month for TikTok. How are you, Catalina?
I'm doing well. I am currently, as you know, having Wi-Fi problems, which is very frustrating because it stops me from watching TikTok. It stops me from playing my Swagbox games. We can't watch TV. Oh, and the other issue is that it's not just Wi-Fi because where I live, for some reason, is like a Verizon wireless dead zone. So if I don't have Wi-Fi, I also don't have cell phone service.
Right. That is an important thing to say because I thought, oh, just watch TikTok on your data. But you're right. When I visited you, I don't even have Verizon. I have like T-Mobile Sprint and it didn't work very well for me there either. You're just in a dead cell zone.
I feel like I'm always living. This isn't the first time I've lived in an apartment that was a dead zone. I don't really understand.
It's a sign from the universe saying, get off your fucking phone.
Well, want to know what Ivan and I did for entertainment last night?
Do we want to know?
It's not gross.
Sure.
So this person that I know told me that her and her husband read out loud to each other. And I was like, okay. I hate that. But then we decided to do it. And so Ivan picked out, because we had nothing else to do except like, you know, well, we could have done a million other things. But so he picked out the most annoying to read out loud book he could possibly pick out, which was a book called Absalom, Absalom by William Faulkner.
Oh, God. That's a very Ivan choice.
Yes. And we read it to one another for about an hour. It was deranged.
That's a long time to
We took a break. We ate dinner. We were doing voices. It was entertaining. I think it was a good time. I normally like to read in silence, though.
Yeah, or you could have done like a puzzle together.
You think I have a puzzle?
A board game of some sort?
I don't have any board games. We have games. Actually, Ivan and I did try to play this game recently that his aunt had gifted him like over a year ago. And we opened it and realized that she had bought him the expansion pack and you needed the original
game. You need the actual game? That's pretty funny.
So, but I don't know. It was interesting because I feel like we spend a lot of time just like lumps in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just such, you realize how connected or not connected you are with the world when you don't have internet. It's insane.
That has been, I mean, I think I was going to more say like, we should find creative ways of entertaining ourselves that aren't just staring at a screen all the time.
Yes,
agree that not having Wi-Fi for the weekend and currently today has been very irritating. Because I can't check my email. I can't do my work. So here I am doing the podcast in my office on campus.
Well, that does sound kind of nice. Like you literally can't do your work. It's like a day off. But I get it. It's frustrating.
Yeah. How are you, Dina?
I'm great. You know, I went to a baby shower this past weekend. I'm going to another baby shower this next weekend. I just got an invite to another baby shower. The babies are coming. I don't know. Just the time just seems like everyone's having a baby.
You know who's having a baby?
Who?
What's her face from Vanderpump Rules? Lala.
Lala Kent.
Lala Kent is having a baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for her because I think she's happy.
I was wondering if, you know how the Kardashians are always like having babies with their original baby daddy, even though they're not with him? Do you think that, I can't
absolutely
imagine.
Not. No, yeah. No, she absolutely not.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I don't think she would ever see him again.
No, yeah. Just checking. No.
I have also been really following closely this Kate Middleton saga.
You've
been off the internet, so you haven't seen anything recently.
No, I went down a bit of a, because I follow on Instagram, Bravo Historian, the Instagram account.
Great account.
She's very interested in the whole, where is Kate Middleton? So I went down a bit of a rabbit hole. I found some TikToks about it. I was reading what really surprised me was in the comments, people were just like going to bat for Kate Middleton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They were like,
yeah.
I had a surgery on my stomach and I was in the hospital for, you know, like everyone giving like their anecdotal experience had surgery
abdominal.
And like having been in the hospital for more than whatever, 2 weeks. I'm like, why do people, why people are obsessed? Oh, okay. I can't. England's going to come for us again, Dina.
Oh, yeah. We should not talk
about that. I love the Queen.
I just think it's very funny, the BBL theory.
What? I don't know the BBL theory.
People thought she went away and would come back with a BBL.
That is deranged.
But we are recording on the day where she was finally photographed. Did you see this photograph?
No, Dina. I don't have the internet.
Oh, well, this is breaking news to you then.
Tell me.
Yeah. It's a picture of her in a car with sunglasses, and it, like, really could be any brunette in the car with sunglasses. So people are saying, like, the distortion was taken off, and it, like, people are just examining every little thing.
What do you mean the distortion was taken off?
Oh, they're saying that someone removed the distortion from the Kate Middleton image produced on TMZ.
What's the distortion?
I don't know, because it's a really grainy
photie
on TMZ. So I don't know. It's just like it's a bad picture.
Okay. Well.
So they're saying, like, she doesn't have the mole she used to have, so it's not her. People are really, like, examining this. The memes coming out are amazing.
I'm looking at photos of Prince William, and boy, did he take a turn.
It is actually so sad because he was so attractive, and he did, yeah, his looks did take a turn.
I wonder, why don't we just send him to Turkey to get a hair transplant?
That's what people are begging for him to do that.
He could do it. He has all the money in the world.
I don't know, but even with good hair, like, there's something about his looks minus the hair that changed. It's very strange.
It's the weight of
a country
being a colonizer. It's the evil that comes with monarchy. It starts just pushing out from the interior and destroys your former laddish good looks.
Okay, let's move on to TikTok.
Fine. Well, that was sort of about TikTok.
Yeah, Kate Middleton is, all these conspiracy theories are very much on TikTok these days.
All right, Dina, what's been up on your side of the TikTok universe?
So I'm getting a lot of content that has to do with Costco. Now, I do love Costco. I went recently to shop for the Super Bowl. They have gas at Costco. They have a liquor store in Long Island. I mean, it's a really great place. So there's a video by @AJBifumo. And now this is one of those, it's been a trend where there's two people and they go back and forth. And this is just doing it with Costco. And it's cute. It's like a dad and a son.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
We're Costco guys. Of course we work out with the tires.
We're Costco guys. Of course we get the sample even though we bought the thing the last three times we were here.
We're Costco guys. Of course we cool off in the milk fridge.
We're Costco guys. I'm still eating my chicken bake.
I do not have a Costco membership.
Neither do I, but my mother does.
That's nice. I do like Costco. I think I like Costco the most when I'm in a Costco. And then I leave Costco and I forget about it.
Oh, I don't forget because I'm getting served all this content. So there's this water slide that has an alligator. It's in this video too, but I saw another video about it. And the video is really deceiving because you see a sign that says like $39.99, but it's in the foreground. So it looks like it has to do with the slide. I said, oh, I'm going to get this for my parents' pool.
Oh.
But it's not. It's like $349. Oh, no. So no, I wouldn't spend that much. But they sell the most ridiculous things.
You know what I bought at Costco? My mattress.
Oh, that's great.
I bought a mattress at Costco. It's fine. It's getting a little deformed now. It's a Sealy.
You could probably return it and get a new one after all these years.
Potentially. I did that with IKEA. Where they required that you save the receipt. You needed the hard copy of your receipt. And I was like, well, I have the hard copy of my receipt. And it was quite the saga. But I bet I assume that Costco has better customer service.
Yeah, I think they do. They have a very good return policy. The other video I got about Costco, it has to do with running too. It's by UG_Madison, and she tries to do a whole ass marathon in a Costco.
I got there at 11:34, ready to run. I want to be the first person in history to do a marathon at Costco. A gym membership is $40 a month, and my Costco membership was $60 for the entire year. If this goes good, I could save $400 a year by canceling my gym membership and working out at Costco instead. They even give away free protein shakes and salmon. I thought this was a foolproof plan. I'm going to save thousands of dollars a year by quitting groceries and eating free Costco samples for every single meal. But I realized working out at Costco is harder than I thought. It was busy, so I couldn't walk very fast, and people were giving me weird looks when I was running in circles around the aisle. Two of the employees were talking about me, then one of them came to talk to me.
No, thank you.
I was nervous. I don't want to get kicked out. I still have 13 miles to go. I kept walking. Then I decided to try my first Costco hot dog, and I got back to work. I didn't come here to eat wieners. I came here to become a winner. After walking around Costco for 9 hours, the store closed, but you can't close my dreams. I started walking around the building. After 11 hours, 11 minutes, and 59,000 steps, I can proudly say I am the first person to do a marathon at Costco.
This seems like something you would do.
There would be too many people. This is extremely deranged. She was there for hours and hours on end and then couldn't even finish in the Costco. So she just decided to run in the parking lot. But I mean, good for her. It's a great idea for a video and for an activity.
My favorite Costco content on TikTok. And I did see those were the Costco guys video that you mentioned on my own, on my own algorithm, which I'm a little bit surprised by. But the main Costco that I engage with is the Kenneth Kirkland. About the Costco liquors.
Yes, yes. That hasn't been popping up for me recently. I sometimes
I seek them out. They're still doing things. Yeah, they're still trying. They're still sampling.
Didn't they do a video with Malort? Wasn't that them?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did do everyone a video with Malort.
The Malort, which...
But the Malort does not, unfortunately, have a Kirkland brand.
Unfortunately, is right. It probably doesn't need one. No one's seeking out cheaper Malort.
How much does Malort cost? For those who don't know... Oh, I guess we've already talked about Malort on the pod, but it's a specialty liquor from Chicago. Oh,
wow. It's about, like, $30.
That's wild.
Oh, wait, no. I'm looking at... Yeah.
Yeah, 750 milliliters. That... That is, you are paying a lot of money for a bad time.
I liked it. We had a good time in Chicago after many shots of Malort.
That's true. Well, on my side of the... Oh, no, you have another one, Dina. This one I also didn't see.
I love this. This could also be in our celebrity on TikTok section, but it is the 10-year anniversary of... What's his name?
John Travolta
pronouncing Idina Menzel's name wrong at the Oscars. And this is such a good use of TikTok for Idina Menzel.
Hey, Adele Dazeem, it's Idina Menzel. I just want to say happy birthday. I'm sending you so much love and positive energy. I hope you have the best day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Adele Dazeem. Happy birthday to you. Have a great one. Lots of love. Bye.
Love that for her. Comedy gold.
Comedy queen.
Yeah. What's on your algorithm, Catalina?
Well, I'm getting a lot of long-form storytelling content recently. And one video that I got the other day, and I don't really know why. Maybe it's because spring break is coming up.
It is. It's March. Sure.
Was by @RandyGaylord. And it was about the rise and fall of Panama City spring break. So it's pretty long, but we can play a clip.
If you have ever enjoyed a spring break in Panama City Beach in the past, you know why it was the spring break capital of the world. But do you ever think about wonder why it isn't anymore? Stay with me because we're going to talk about it. Spring break was balls to the walls 24/7. People coming down from University of Michigan all the way down south, everywhere in between, all to come together and to absolutely rage for a week straight. When I say rage, I'm not joking. The beach bars opened up in the morning. You went and you drank all day long. There was really no rules. I mean, obviously there was laws, but there was really no rules. Spring break had gotten to the point where it had gotten so bad that they had little mini jails all up and down Thomas Drive, little trailers, because the actual Bay County Jail had just gotten way too packed out. And so they would just throw people in there. So according to the news media outlets, 2015 is when Panama City spring break really started to take a turn for the worst. And why is that, you may ask? That's because of social media. Because things were happening. There's always been crime during spring break in Panama City. Obvious reasons. Kids getting way too drunk. A huge thing that used to happen is people falling off of balconies. Drinking too much, falling off of balconies.
I obviously never, or not obvious to our listeners, but to you, never attended a spring break of this sort. But it is true that the era of the, like, crazy beach, girls gone wild spring breaks, is that a bygone era or is that still happening in other places?
Well, it's so interesting that you sent me this video today and we're talking about it because on the news this morning, I was watching the Today Show and there was a whole thing about Miami spring break on how the police are cracking down. They basically are telling you, like, please don't come to Miami for spring break. Like, we don't want you here. Like, if you behave, sure. But they're shutting down the beaches. Like, there's only, like, three ways to enter. There's a million security checkpoints. The streets are closed. They're just like, please don't come. Similar to what Panama City did. And they're like, if you do so much as, like, step wrong, we'll arrest you. So Miami's cracking down. This Panama City cracked down. But it's true. I think just people don't want the ruckus in their towns anymore.
I never went to spring break, but I did go to something in Miami. Do you remember this? In 2015, I went to an event called Floatopia in Miami. And it was, if you Google Floatopia, you'll see that Floatopia was canceled for the people going there ruining the beach.
Oh, God.
And I had no idea what I was walking into. And it was truly one of the most, like, batshit insane scenes that I've ever seen. You couldn't even see the beach. That's how many people were there.
Oof.
And you could, if you went to the water, I think that it was, like, overcast. And so it wasn't like the water was calm. My friend had described it to me like it was going to be like maybe a little fratty, but just like playing beer pong and floating on the beach. No, this wasn't fratty. This was a belligerent chaos.
Yeah. Why was it called Floatopia?
Because the idea was that you were supposed to be on a float in the water, but the water like wasn't calm enough. I did go in the water at one point and save a girl from drowning.
Oh my God, you're a hero.
I know. I don't really know why we stayed, but I was also there with just like my friend who like doesn't really party that much and her husband who's from Spain. And her husband, as we were walking on the beach, the cops are like, do you have any alcohol in your cooler? And her husband goes, yes. And we were
Oh my god, not realizing it was totally illegal.
But then we walk on after there's this, we're like, wow, you really don't know how to do these things, but okay. And there's people just chugging like Ciroc out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then Floatopia was canceled. I just Googled it and Miami Floatopia Daily Mail, Floatopia Festival on Miami Beach may be banned by mayor because of the way destroyed it.
Yeah, Miami doesn't want these parties on their beaches anymore. I grew up when I was in middle school, probably even younger, like high school, watching MTV Spring Break. So I romanticized Spring Break as like terrible as it looked on TV. I'm like, oh my God, one day, like, I want that to be me because it looked so fun, the TV version of it. And now it's interesting because I think younger generations like didn't have that MTV thing growing up. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing, they have the social media, and on social media, I mean, who knows?
Well, it was all like Girls Gone Wild though. So I feel like I never really wanted to do that because it didn't seem like my scene.
It wasn't Girls Gone Wild. It wasn't like girls just showing their boobies. It was just people partying.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Girls Gone Wild is something else. That's no. Like if
Girls Gone Wild is Spring Break. I'm proving this. Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone Wild is a video they would like film girls showing off their boobies.
Right, but
at spring breaks. Yeah, it's not Girls Gone Wild.
Videos typically involve camera crews at party locations engaging. I love the way this is written. Engaging young college-age women who expose their bodies or act, quote, wild, especially during spring break.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you like to know something about Floatopia? I just looked it up. It was in 2016, not 2015. I'd just like to read you a sentence from the article titled Never Again, Floatopia Trashes Miami Beach. And the sentence is, the annual event drew 100,000 people with rafts and inner tubes to South Florida on Saturday. I was one of those 100,000 people.
Wow, you're a part of history.
I really was a part of history. History in the making.
That's great. Do you have content of it? I feel like if you posted that now, it would be a relic and do well.
I'm pretty sure I must have some photos, but you know what? My cell phone, I like lost all my photos right around that time. There was like a cell phone switch, so I don't actually think I do. But you know, Molly might have some photos.
I'll help hit up Molly, yeah. Give her our idea.
Next up on my algorithm is sort of in the vein of what we were talking about last week, where I've been seeing a lot of scam content. I've been getting pushed a lot of videos by @CharlotteMedlock about her experience in Kundalini yoga.
People keep asking how I got sucked into a yoga cult led by a white woman in a turban named Katie. I know it sounds crazy, but I swear it could happen to anyone who's vulnerable enough, and I was in a full-blown quarter-life crisis. So I moved to Los Angeles in 2012. I was 22 years old. I had just graduated college with a business degree, and I got my first real job working at a consulting company. And the job was stressful. It was really long hours. And so I started exploring different types of yoga to help me relax. And my apartment happened to be a few blocks away from Yoga West, which is the epicenter of Kundalini yoga in LA. And I really liked that I didn't have to drive anywhere, so I wandered in one day and just bought a 5-class pack to try it out. I was definitely weirded out by everybody's all-white clothing and turbans, but at the same time, everyone was really nice, and I was curious, so I just went with it.
Again, these are long videos because they're always storytelling about how she ended up in this world of yoga that exhibits many cult-like tendencies. But I went to her page, I watched all of her videos, I ended up reading a lot about Kundalini yoga and also about the individuals who began Kundalini in the United States, and the woman Guru Jagat, who actually died.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How did she die?
So there's a lot of speculation surrounding how she died. The official account, and this has like been corroborated by the coroners, was that she died of a heart attack. She died in 2021. She was a big COVID denier. So something, and this is when I was saying that it's the MLM scam. Guru Jagat is an illustration of how new age mysticism is oftentimes a feeder for anti-vaxxing, science, evidence-based science denials, and other conspiracy theories. So she was into QAnon, and she also was into Pizzagate, this Guru Jagat individual.
Oh, geez.
So yeah, I spent a very productive amount of time on Wikipedia after watching one of the first Charlotte Medlock videos. And then, Dina, I went to sign up for a yoga class. And it was okay, advertising Kundalini breathing. And I was like, no.
Oh my God, did you still sign up?
No, of course not.
They'll try to get you in their cult. I don't know. And most likely to join a cult is probably you, Catalina.
How dare you? I would not.
I know you wouldn't. So I also, you sent me this video and I was fascinated, and I watched some other videos, and one of them was really interesting because the higher ranking people of the cult won Grammys for new age music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is so insane that people voted. People didn't, I guess either they knew the backstory or not, but still these, one of them went to jail for defrauding people.
Well, a lot of this happens in, there's a lot of drama in the yoga world.
Yeah.
If you ever read about the founder of Bikram yoga.
There's all these documentaries about all that. Yeah.
Right. So it didn't, I was not surprised by any means. I was interested to learn about the Grammy award winning music.
This long form content, it reminds me of Risa Tisa, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Mm-hmm. You know, telling your traumatic story. And just to get back to Risa Tisa, she's been all over now. She was on like Good Morning America. There's just a big article in The Cut about her and how she's finally like getting her bag for this. Like she's making money. So she's still in the spotlight there.
Something to be said about this Kundalini yoga type thing is also that Charlotte Medlock's, the creator's videos speak to this, is that there's very different levels of engagement with these types of groups. So like me, I was about to sign up for a yoga class and I was going to end up going to potentially a Kundalini yoga class and being like, oh, like I talked to a friend about this the first time I saw one of her videos and she said, oh, you know what? I think I went to a Kundalini yoga class once. The gateway. And so you just kind of end up at these classes.
Not knowing.
Yeah, but you aren't necessarily buying into it or.
Right. You're like literally just taking a yoga class.
Right. And so what this creator's videos speak to is that she really bought in. Right. And she was really drawn in by the personality of Guru Jagat, and she really got into the inner circle. A lot of people could be Kundalini practitioners and not buy in that way.
She also says she was at a vulnerable time in her life where she explains it as having like a quarter life crisis. So, you know, you just latch on to anything at that point if you're feeling that vulnerable.
And I also think that there's forms of cult-like environments that don't necessarily come in the form that you think that they're going to come in, right? Like everyone thinks that a cult is like Branch Davidian or the Kool-Aid people in, I can't remember where, Jim Jones. Actually, fun story, Dina.
Yes.
Ivan's dad was at a party once with Jim Jones.
Great, but I don't know who Jim Jones is.
What?
I'm not as well-versed in cults as you are.
Jim Jones was an American cult leader and mass murderer, I'm reading off of Wikipedia, who led the People's Temple between 1955 and 1978, and they had a mass murder-suicide in Guyana where they, like, drank poison Kool-Aid.
Okay. I've definitely heard of this, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't know it was Jim Jones.
Right. So Ivan's dad, like, met Jim Jones and was like, this guy's weird because he painted on his sideburns.
Ew. That's so weird. Yeah. That's a telltale sign. Anyone who paints on their sideburns, stay far away. Red flag. Okay, let's take a like real right turn here with this content you have on your algorithm.
I think the phrase is left turn.
But wow.
We can also turn right.
Yeah, we're going to turn in a different direction.
Okay, I've been meaning to talk about this and I've been postponing because I just don't understand why I'm getting served the content. It is, the account is at plus size park hoppers and it is this group of women who are all plus size and they're also Disney adults. And they are rating
rides, and
not just rides, attractions, restaurants, services, accessibility. So I finally sent this to you because I've been getting these videos for a while now. The first ones that I got were mostly about restaurants, and they'll talk about like seating and what we all ate. One of them is celiac. The one that I sent to you. Well, we can play a clip.
Have you been thinking about renting a scooter for your Disney World vacation, but you weren't sure where to begin? Hey, everyone, we're plus size park hoppers. We range in sizes from 2X to 5X. Make sure you like this video and follow us for more plus size Disney tips and tricks. Disney World vacations can require a lot of walking, which can be painful and might put a damper on your vacation. For longer trips, one of us always rents a scooter, and she prefers to rent through Gold Mobility. Renting a scooter through Gold Mobility is much more cost effective than renting through Disney.
So, have you received anything from plus size park hoppers?
I feel like I have, but it feels like this weird deja vu where I might have. Do you know, this is a paid partnership video, this one.
Well, they're probably doing well.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, so it's a paid partnership with Walt Disney World's resorts. It's like, it's smart for Walt Disney to do this because, your whole thing is be inclusive, and this is great. Like, these women are showing you if you're, you know, can't get around as well, or, you know, this is how you do it, this is what you should do. Mm-hmm. And in this specific video, they're promoting getting around in this scooter. Mm-hmm. So, okay, wait. The paid partnership may be with the scooter company.
Yeah, Marvel. I Disney don't think World. It's with Walt Sorry. Disney World.
Sorry. Because it's so funny because the location says Walt Disney World and then next to that it says paid partnership, but it's definitely a paid partnership with the scooter company. The comments do not pass the vibe check.
Nope. At Very all. Bad. And I honestly think this is why they get
engagement
because people are so evil, so mean. Yeah. I think Disney adults can and should be made fun of, but
correct.
I don't think that they should be made fun of because of being plus size, obviously.
Oh my God. Of course.
Let's just like make fun of Disney adults and keep it at that. Now, one question that I have is, do they live in Orlando?
I'm assuming they do. If you go to Disney that much, you got to live in Florida or like close to Orlando. Yeah, because I'm sure you have a park pass that you're going all the time.
I mean, that is some commitment to Orlando, Disney. That is a whole ass personality that you are developing there. But it definitely doesn't make me want to go to Disney anymore. I mean, I will go to Disney. I would go to Disney, but I would not
go to Disney.
I would not be a Disney. Am I more likely to be a cult leader or not a cult member or a Disney adult? Well, being a Disney adult is being a cult member.
A form of cult member. Yeah. I would say you're more likely to become a cult member. I feel like the second like someone's like you can make money doing this thing, similar to you signing up for Swagbucks, but you wouldn't realize that it's a cult.
I just don't think, I really don't. That's being in an MLM, Dina.
Yeah, I can see you being in an MLM. Exactly is what I'm saying.
Wow, that's rude.
But all right. I mean, I could see, I'm not a Disney adult, but like if I'm going to Disney, I'm going to have a good time there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
I mean, these ladies are having a good time all the time at Disney. So I'm glad that they found something that they enjoyed doing. And it seems like they have a funny playlist called If It Fits, I Sits, which is about
ride inclusivity, right?
I think it's just more about seating, but I think it's a good resource for, and it also makes you think about things. Like I don't think about the seating at restaurants very often because.
Oh. Wait, you know where we did think about seating once when we were together? And this is why I know I've seen this video. We got a manicure together when you were in New York, and the seats we had to sit on while we were drying were not that we our butts did not fit in those. And you show me the video because it's like, yeah, like we should write about this because they need bigger seats. We're squashed together trying to dry our little fingernails, and we could barely fit
my little fingeels.
So, okay, now it's all coming back to me.
What would we call our account? Like not quite plus size nail salon hoppers?
Mid to almost plus size nail salon goers, and we would test out the
Wait, I got chairs. It. Mid-size manicures. Okay. All right, let's move on.
Let's move on to our favorite section.
Stitch.
This is a shorty, but a goodie. It's by Caribou is Awkward.
You know what's worse than loving a book that everyone else hates?
One time I got diarrhea on a boat tour with no bathroom.
I just love poop humor.
You do it's love great. Poop humor. Poop.
Poop. I love toilet humor.
I mean, this is very Susie Pesto, where the original audio had a lot of opportunity. And you know what? The Susie Pesto line is still going around on TikTok. Every time I see a video, people will talk about Susie Pesto.
That's Susie. Good for her.
Susie and her. I don't think this is going to be as big of a stitch as Susie
I don't
Pesto.
Think so either, but I just like this specific one.
Very nice.
Oh, wait. Speaking of stitches, we have an update from last week's stitch. Last week's stitch was ask your partner, what was it? Wait.
Well, it was from Tanya, the one who's always like, start a fight, where she'll say like,
yeah,
she'll say something funny. And then the whole point of the punchline of all of her videos is to start a fight with your significant other.
Right. So it was ask what they're afraid of. And if they don't say losing you, then immediately start a fight.
Right.
And the one we loved, the guy says, I'm afraid of the Amish, which was amazing. So, Catalina, what did Ivan say when you asked him?
He said, I need to sit down for this. And then he said, being caught doing something wrong.
Okay, Ivan.
And I was like, okay.
And then...
Ashley, friend of the pod, was in our chat and just started telling us things that she was afraid of. And I was like, that's not the bit, but like, okay.
Right. And then she also said, I'm so doubtful either of your men would ever say losing you. And that's not a knock to them. That's more of a codependent relationship sign, right? And Catalina agreed. And I was like, yeah, probably. So I asked Ben and he actually said losing you. But then I was like, no, really. And then he said... being in water being in water when it's really dark and you can't like see what's around you. But then Catalina felt really bad that she said the codependent.
I didn't say codependent. Ashley said codependent. Ashley, I said that it's a sign of an insecure relationship.
Ooh, that's even worse.
And then you immediately said that Ben had said losing you.
That is very much like when I met you and you read the book of greatest Harvard essays and some asshole.
I didn't say asshole.
You did.
I did not say asshole.
You said some person wrote.
Someone who misled me about what was going to happen during the halftime show in this year's this year's Super Bowl.
So you said, oh, someone had a magic trick in his essay.
I think I probably said weirdo. There was a weird essay by a guy about a magic trick. I have this book. And you said, that was my brother's essay. And I said, oops. Oh.
Great. Okay, let's
Can move I just on. Say, Dina, I do have a reputation for saying things that are like, very belligerent and mean, and then forgetting that I did. And then there's one girl that I knew in Austin came up to me. She was really drunk. It was the night before her wedding. Long story why I was around her that night, but she came up to me and was like, do you remember the time that you were like, you're so stupid to me? And I was like,
did you remember?
No, I didn't remember. I'm sure that it was within context that she said something, and I was probably like, we were probably at a party, and I was probably like, that's so fucking stupid. And like,
oh my God.
And she was like, she's been thinking about it. She'd been thinking about it. Like, that's like how she associates me now.
You need to go on an apology tour because there's people out there you who probably are forgetting. Or worse. Okay. Maybe do a blanket apology on the pod
okay,
for anyone you've ever heard.
All right. Well, first and foremost, Ben, I'm sorry for saying that you're in an insecure relationship. But in my defense, that's corny. Second of all, anyone that I've ever said you're stupid to your face who didn't deserve it, I'm sorry.
Beautiful. Okay, now we can move on to our food section.
Food. And
this was a video where Ben's cousin actually sent it to me and said it reminded her of the people who walked around barefoot and then doubled down when they cut out holes in their sneakers to walk around barefoot. What did your friend call that type of content?
Rage bait.
This isn't rage bait.
It's bait.
It's adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's rage bait. It's rage bajacent.
It's by Goodbye 20s.
My son told me that his lunches were too boring, so I decided to send him with a hibachi lunch. The highlight of any hibachi experience is the onion volcano. There is a little problem because the key component to an onion volcano is vodka. I put the tiniest amount possible in a little squirt bottle and put it in his lunchbox. I also found the perfect sized little griddle for him to bring in his regular lunchbox. In order for him to execute this perfectly, we practiced at home for over an hour to make sure that he could properly stack his onions and safely light the onion volcano. When he gets to school, he will first get his fried rice heated up. Then it's time to craft the onion volcano. To get the full magic of an onion volcano, the lights need to be turned off. I stole one of the janitor's light keys so he could turn off the lights in the cafeteria when he lights it on fire. This way the flames will get the full effect and everybody will be in awe.
The comments on this video are very excellent because no one, well, the top comments, I didn't get too far down to see people being like, what? But people were playing along and saying like, I think you should send him with a giant knife. Or like, as a teacher, really I thank one. You.
Yeah. This is a cute video. I do think it's funny, obviously. Well, but there were some people who I think thought it was serious.
I mean, there's just too much equipment for that to be serious. You know what's another rage bait video is that trad wife who calls her children her like 27 and 42-year-old, 42-month-olds.
Month olds. Yeah, we've talked about her. Yeah. And what did you say, trad wife?
Trad wife. The trad wife. Traditional wife.
I've never heard of that term
Dina,
before.
Are you even on TikTok?
But
the trad wife trend is this like very troubling trend,
like make
to
your man
glorify the role of traditional wives. You know that one creator, Nara Smith, the one who's like, my child, she's really beautiful. She's married to a man named Lucky Blue Smith, who's a model. They're both models. Apparently, they're lying about her age. She's actually like 28 and they're saying she's 24, which just makes no sense. Like, why would you even lie about that?
So weird.
But she makes all these videos of her cooking like really delicious, beautiful food. And she's always like looking really beautiful. So they are Mormons. And so there's this like romanticization of the stay at home mom and wife that doesn't show any of the other. It shows only the pretty and nice aspects of that labor. For example, you never see her cleaning up.
Ooh, and you don't realize during that time we didn't have a right to vote. Does it show that?
I mean, you're going pretty far back, but sure, yeah. Anyway, so that's like the trad wife phenomenon.
Yes, I've seen it. I never knew it was called trad wife.
Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite culture writers, Anne Helen Peterson, who's really into TikTok, did a whole think piece on trad wives, which I guess I could summarize. Oh my God, the thumbs up is back.
The thumbs up is back. It was perfect timing.
My hands were, I thought you were thumbing me up because I was talking about a think piece and you don't like to read.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, sure. No, that deserves the thumbs up.
What I was going to say is that I could summarize for TikTok the think piece. And then that would be like the most TikTok content ever. Like me summarizing,
oh my
her
God, yeah.
summarizing. TikTok.
The TikTok. Yes. Yeah.
Making a TikTok.
And then talking about it on this podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Last but not least, we have our celebrity on TikTok spotlight, which I feel like we haven't done in a long time because all the celebrities are on TikTok except Jay-Z and I've lost that bet. So I hope he joins soon anyway. But we have Spencer Pratt this week who... He's just so good at social media. Like, he gets it, and he's the best. And, like, he was always the villain on all these shows, and now if you look at his comments, everyone loves him.
I mean, he's still Spencer Pratt, right?
Right. He's a troll.
He's a troll. I told you about the time we got a Spencer Pratt cameo for my friend's birthday.
Yes,
it was
yes,
such
I love
a good
this.
Cameo. I am a Spencer Pratt stan through and through.
We all are. Everyone who grew up watching The Hills, who I mean, he was awful then. He was the villain, but now it's like, oh, he was being real.
He probably got. He probably was shitty, but he also got a bad edit.
Yeah. But he probably is shitty. Yeah. Let's be real. But he's great on TikTok and
amazing.
So entertaining. So he now Kristen Cavalier is with these young Montana men and Spencer Pratt is trolling
reacting.
Her. Yeah.
Right. So the video, it's more of a visual, but the video is a video by the Montana Boys, which I don't even know what to call these. It's a group account of like.
They were, like, hype, like, if, remember the Hype House? They're, like, that type of TikTok boy.
Yeah, so it's
like
a group.
Boys who do dances.
Of men who lip sync, and it's just very cringy to watch.
It's what they used to call, like, the straight side of TikTok.
It's straight TikTok of dudes. What is their tagline? The Montana Boys, their tagline is, oh, I guess they don't have one. It's last best place, but it's just, like... country boys being lip syncing and doing dances and showing off their country lifestyles. It's sort of like straight porn.
Okay, but you know that Kristen's dating one of them.
Well, yes, yes, yes. I'm getting to that. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, it's not porn. I'd like to clarify that it's not porn, but it's appealing. It's playing on how hot all these dudes are.
Yeah. So Kristen's 37 and this guy she's dating now is 24, so there's been a lot of like controversy about the age gap there.
Okay, so the video is these guys are lip syncing to some country song and then Kristen Cavallari shows up.
Like, what, she is the reveal at the end.
I just like the idea of Kristen Cavallari being country.
Well, she is now because she was dating Cutler.
Jay Cutler. Wasn't she married to him?
Yeah, sorry. She was married. She has a ton of kids with him. And they were living in Nashville. So she – and I remember watching, like, one episode of the reality show. She had chicken. She did, like, the Southern thing. And she – I think her kids are all there. Like, she's living in Nashville.
Okay. I highly recommend Googling Jay Cutler because if you do, you will find a bodybuilder. Is Jay Cutler a bodybuilder?
Jay Cutler is a football player.
Okay, well, there's also a bodybuilder.
Oh, I'm just Googling. Yeah, do yourself a favor. Google Jay Cutler, American bodybuilder.
Oh, actually.
Not the football player.
Fun fact, there was a bodybuilding competition. You can see it on Jay Cutler, the bodybuilder's page, called the Arnold this weekend in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, literally no one cares about that. That is not a fun
fact. The Arnold. I think it's a fun fact. And then another fun fact is that after the Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger stayed in Columbus to do an event about and against gerrymandering.
Go Arnold, go. We love that. Okay. I think that's a perfect place to end. This has been lovely. Thank you for listening, Catalina. Thank you for going to your office in these trying times without your Wi-Fi. It's been a pleasure.
Anything that I can do to speak about the Montana boys to the masses.
Please rate, review, subscribe. Thank you.
Bye.